Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Dive Into Diet. I, of course, am with the star of the show, Lucas Schmidt. What's going on, man?
Not much.
I'm excited to be recording with you today.
Yeah, it's nice. You know, it's been a bit.
Right?
It's 3 weeks, 4 weeks.
Three, 4 weeks. We're back in the
studio.
I know. We had to get you back on camera.
Yes.
So what are we talking about today? What's this episode of Dive Into Diet about?
It's a little personal.
Okay.
But no, it's my grocery list right now. Like when I go to the grocery store right now, what am I buying for my week? Because I eat pretty clean, or what I consider pretty cleanly. So
are you pretty consistent? Like when you go to the grocery store, you get the same things every time?
Same category of things. So some variation depending on what season we're in, like for produce specifically.
But is this going to be like one of those shows that you see all the time? Yes, you know, shop the exterior of the store?
Maybe, but not on purpose. Not on purpose. Oh, yeah, where
we're
avoid the frozen
detail.
Aisle and all that business?
More detail,
more
than,
detail
just,
in
than
a
just
second.
The exterior.
Yeah, so for disclosure, I'm eating kind of experimentally right now. So when I say clean, it's according to sort of this plan's rules. Mm-hmm. I'm currently trying out. I'm trying out. So I carefully will say, I'm not endorsing this as an official recommended. Yep. Everyone should do this. I'm in my 30s. I like to experiment with different eating habits. It's part of the fun of what I think is learning for this job, the nutrition sort of field. So I like to test things out on myself, you know, because I can sit here and say, well, the literature says eat this, 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 this. But if I haven't ever tried it, it's to me, it doesn't.
And you're doing blood work and everything.
I did a Cleveland panel last year.
Yep.
And I intend to do one this year again.
Yeah.
So yeah, and it's like the most. I think it's the most thorough one you can have, right?
It's as thorough.
They sure
as
take enough blood.
Yeah.
They better be thorough because it's a lot of blood. So I'm very curious to see the longer term effects of what I'm doing. So what I'm doing, it's based on there's a doctor named Paul Saladino.
Yep.
Now I'm not saying that I'm officially, you know, I don't want to speak for him.
Right.
So if you're interested in his information, you can go do that. Go look him up. He's got a whole podcast and where he shows studies and justifies his claims, and they are claims, you know. So like they're semi-subjective. He tries to be objective based
sure.
on research, but
sure.
nutrition, as we said, is heavily debated.
Yeah,
there's a lot of strong opinions out there based on solid research. Which is the thing. There's a lot of contradictory research.
Right.
Part of the reason I think for that is because everyone's different. So we're all affected differently a little bit by what we eat.
So it's almost like beautifully subjective and debated and like...
Yeah, it's always changing. It's always
yeah.
this like constant. So I'm trying something out because I got to pick something and it's a little more extreme. So basically the premise is I'm eating currently only
okay.
mostly meat and fruit. That's pretty much it.
Meat and fruit.
A little bit of dairy, but not much.
And this is
it's technically an animal product, which is kind of flies in the face of most conventional nutrition advice, which is lower your amount of animal food consumption, increase your amount of produce, plants, and mostly vegetables, actually. With this, there's no vegetables.
So no veggies, and this is... And
it's,
this is a,
it's kind of insane, but...
But this is a Dr. Saladino-type carnivore diet?
Type carnivore diet, yeah, yeah. It's, I call it modified because a traditional carnivore would say no. Only meat, organs primarily, and red meat mostly. Mm. That's what I think. I've never done a pure carnivore diet, which is like eggs, organ, and red meat typically. Chicken's fine. It's technically a meat and some fish. But most of the time, I think it's mostly organs and red meat. I've
okay.
never done that one, so that's very restrictive
can
for
I,
me. I That's tough.
Can I ask how long you've been doing this? This the one that you were
yeah,
about to go.
Yeah, so I had a stint of 3 months before my Cleveland last year that I was on it pretty solid, pretty
okay.
pretty steady. And then I took a hiatus for Christmas. And then I just ate sort of what you would call a balanced, healthy vegetables and fruit and sort of Mediterranean leaning diet for just part of January. So what are we in? April,
yep.
Maybe mid-January, I switched back to this modified.
Okay,
carnivore.
So you've been doing this for at least a couple months.
Yeah, yeah. I'd like to go on it a few more. It's actually fairly easy to follow because I love fruit.
Yeah.
And I love red meat. So, I exercise a good amount, so I'm not as concerned about the carb content of the fruit because fruit is pretty high right. fructose, some others in there, but fructose is the primary sugar there. And the low glycemic folks would say, no, eat moderate fruit, if not low fruit, more vegetables. But again, this is sort of a controversial diet plan, and I'm just following it to see what happens to me.
Yeah.
I'm assuming all risk associated with it. I'm not going to turn around and blame Paul Saladino if I get sick. It's my decision.
Right.
And I'm just trying it out. So far, though, I will tell you what's happened to me. The first time I did it in last fall, my heart rate, which I exercise regularly, so my heart rate hovers around 60. Slowly, I mean over the course of about 4 weeks, which isn't really that slow for a heart rate to change, got down into the mid-40s.
Really?
At night when I was relaxed. Yeah, and it actually kind of scared me a little bit at first. So I had a calcium score done on my heart. I had some other tests done. And I came out great. Everything was awesome. I was like, well, nothing's wrong there. And so I did some research on it. And apparently that's a common thing for this, is that people's heart rates. And some of the other folks, there's some forums about it specifically, were saying, yeah, my cardiologist is like, keep doing what you're doing. Your heart's awesome.
Which
it's
is
pumping strong and slow. And that's like bradycardia, though. I'm like, my heart rate is really slow. Am I fine? And I was fine. I mean, I had a scan. I had scans done on my heart. And I had a Cleveland done, and it's fine.
Interesting.
So I had to like reassure myself because I didn't feel bad.
Well, I've always heard that a low resting heart rate's good.
It is. It's just you don't want to have like a, you know, if say you're taking heart medication and your heart rate now drops to 30, right?
That's
a little abnormal.
Right.
But and it's especially common for like marathon runners or high intensity cardio. Focused athletes, you know, swimmers, I'm sure, have a very low heart rate. Activities that spike your heart rate really high tend to, the heart gets strong, becomes better at pumping, so it doesn't need to pump as much. That's why a low heart rate is sought after. And so it was like, but I'm a bit of a hypochondriac, so I was having trouble enjoying the fruits of that. And now I'm okay with it because now I've been assured by a cardiologist and by some scans that I'm just fine. That was something that happened. I expected to gain some weight because of the high fructose. I mean, I'm eating raw honey. Oh, raw honey is allowed as well. It's technically an animal product.
Yeah.
Sort of in a weird way. Bees, you know. But it's sugar. But I was eating raw unfiltered honey, lots of berries, about a pound of red meat every single day, and about 4 to 5 eggs every day. And a little heavy cream in my coffee and couple apples, maybe 3 or 4 bananas, like high fructose.
Yeah.
I thought I'm gonna lose my leanness.
Right.
Got more lean.
Interesting.
It's really weird.
And yeah. this is what you're doing right now.
I'm doing it right now. So my grocery list is very short. This is one of the reasons I chose this. It's like it won't take long. I go to Aldi. Shout out to Aldi because it's
Aldi
the best. I hate to say it, I don't deal in absolutes. Okay. One of the best deals in town as far as a budget goes for grocery shopping. I buy for 2 weeks approximately at a time. Sometimes I undershoot, so I have to go back and grab the odd thing. But I try to get enough food for 2 weeks. So, well, I hate running to the store in between that.
Yeah.
It's like I want it all done. So I go to Aldi and I pick up right now. I'm sure if there's a cardiologist watching this, they're going to be like, you psycho, don't do this. You're going to die. I buy like 10 to 12 packs of grass-fed ground beef. It's a lot of ground beef.
Yeah.
And I intend to eat all of that within the 2 weeks. So
yeah, because I'm also thinking
I eat a pack a day.
How much is in a pack?
A pound. So I eat a pound of ground, usually. I don't get 14 days worth because sometimes I'll eat eggs and then I'll get some wild-caught tuna cans for convenience because it's fast in water. You know, it's just plain. So I'll go to the meat section and get about 12 packs of that. And then I'll go to the fruit section and I'll decide kind of, that's where there's some flexibility. I'm like, what fruit do I want this next cycle?
Right.
Usually my favorite thing to reach for is berries.
Well, we know that from, part one and part two.
It's incentive to watch the previous one if you
yes.
don't know. Don't tell them why. No, I'm just kidding. Because you have to watch the other one.
There's lots of berries on it.
Yeah, I'll buy. And it depends on what day of the week. Aldi, I think, restocks on Tuesdays.
Yep.
So if I go there Monday, it's sad because they're usually all the berries are gone because it's the end of their stock week. But depends on when I go. I will stock up because they're very affordable there. Berries are kind of notoriously expensive.
They're expensive.
Not usually at Aldi, you can get like a carton of blackberries for between 99 cents in the good season and $2 to $2.50 in the sort of high season. But it's still a better deal than anywhere else that I can find.
Yeah, I'm thinking $5.
Yeah, yeah, I'll buy as many raspberry. I'll buy I just stack up on raspberries and blackberries if they have them, as many as possible.
You're snacking on those.
That's my favorite fruit anyway, right. And they're very low glycemic. Mm. They don't have a lot of sugar in them. You can eat a whole carton of raspberries and get 7 net carbs from that. Mm. I don't count carbs. I don't have to in this eating plan. You know, I just sort of stick to a sort of a ballpark amount of fruit that I'm going to eat. But I'll stack up maybe 10 cartons of raspberries, 10 cartons of blackberries. If they have strawberries, I'll get 5 or 6 of those, because those are big cartons of strawberries. And those are all low glycemic. I'll get those. I might grab 2 or 3 pineapple, because they're cheap. They're whole, like the not canned. No. And then a bag of like green apples and 1 or 2 bushels of bananas. And that's it for the produce. And then I go to the meat, get the meat.
Okay.
And then I go to the egg aisle and I get between 2 and 4 cartons of pasture-raised eggs. And then sometimes I'll get some Irish rolled grass-fed butter, 1 thing of it. And then sometimes I'll get a heavy cream thing, and then I'm done.
Do you get weird looks?
That's it.
Do you get weird looks?
No.
Checking out?
No, everybody's in their own world at Aldi. It's like, get out of my way. Not mean. It's just like, we're all like, yeah. Aldi's very like fast-paced.
Yeah.
I was sad when they changed the they had all the self-checkout. I know that sounds weird. All self-checkout is not efficient for me. The people that do the checkout at Aldi are so fast. I go to them. I will wait in line. I'm not going over there. And there's not enough room for me to stack all my stuff on the little. So I like the people there. They're very nice, and they check you out very quickly. So
can I ask about the specifics of the eggs and the ground beef? Like,
yeah.
Is it organic?
Oh, yeah. So the beef, I reach for grass-fed.
So grass-fed, do you look grass-finished? 100%.
100% means grass-fed and grass-finished.
100% grass-fed.
Yeah. And okay. Aldi has a good selection. They have 80-20, the fat percentage, 80% protein, 20% fat.
Okay.
And then they have 90, the lean one. I usually get the 80% because you would think, oh, a whole pound of grass-fed or a whole pound of beef is like a bajillion calories. It's really, for a whole day, it's not. It's
right.
Like,
right.
We're talking per serving, how many calories? 300 calories. There's 4 servings of beef in a pound. So 1,100 maybe. Mm. I don't know. That's a rough estimate. And that sounds like a lot of calories to a person who's on a low calorie, but I'm not. I exercise. I want more calories than that.
Right.
So I don't mind a little extra fat, a little more calorie in there. And because my other sources of fat are pretty minimal. Eggs actually don't have an enormous amount of fat in them. They're cholesterol.
Would you eat that much ground beef while also having 4 eggs in a day?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you'll get about 24 grams of protein per serving of beef. There's 4 servings in a pound. So we're getting, 96 grams of protein in a pound.
Okay.
My aim is 130 a day.
So if you're not counting, carbs, but you are counting your protein?
Again, it's not obsessive. Okay. I don't obsessively count. I just have a ballpark, and I kind of run a ballpark number in my brain. I don't write it down. I don't track like that. I'm not. If I were doing some, yeah, look at my competition, right? Yeah, maybe in the future when I've gained 80 pounds of pure muscle. Right? if I were doing that, they have to kind of count things like that. I don't count. It's just too much work. So I just have a ballpark. My ballpark right now is I aim for 128 to 130 grams of protein a day. And so I get 96 from the pound of beef. There's 6 grams per egg of protein. So if I ate 4, it's 24 more grams. I'm getting close.
Right.
5 eggs gets me pretty close.
You go hungry? Like, are you ever hungry?
When it's time to eat. But I'm never, like, starving. I don't have this. The thing you would think a diet that's so restrictive would be very difficult if you're busy.
Yes.
It's really not, because fruit is very travel friendly. So at worst, you know, the meat you have to prepare. You have to cook the meat. And I cook all the time. That's all I do generally. I'll eat out once a month or so for special occasions. Fruit is really friendly to travel, especially if you grab berries or bananas or apples. All that you can just grab.
Right.
And eat whenever you want. And those all generally will keep out of the fridge most all day. You don't have to have a refrigerator near you to have apples. I mean, or bananas, you don't store in the fridge. They go bad in the fridge. So,
right.
Like, if you get the right fruits and you're busy and you think, oh, I'm going to be... at worst, you grab two cans of tuna. You need a can opener. You pack that in your little bag. Take your cans of tuna and four or five bananas. Well, not that's a lot of bananas. Two bananas. And it's not like ideal flavor wise. I'm not going to mix the two, but like dessert is the fruit, the meal is the tuna. And that's not what I'm doing all the time because that's kind of like desperation. It's like, oh man, I didn't prepare today. Well, luckily I did prepare because I have tuna right here. That'll keep for 20 years. You know, I don't know how long tuna keeps.
What tuna do you get? The wild caught
albacore. The white tastes a little bit better than the skipjack.
I used to put mayonnaise in tuna and loved it.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's not bad at all.
Tastes pretty good. Yeah. At most, I'll drizzle olive oil on it, sea salt.
What about the eggs? What kind of eggs? Organic,
pasture-raised.
Pasture-raised.
That's my favorite. Yeah.
Okay,
that means chickens running around. Healthy chicken, healthy egg.
I love it. I love it.
Yolks are usually a little darker. It's probably something to that. I don't know. Eggs are like a multivitamin. So they have trace amounts of like every mineral you need. They're awesome.
That's a super interesting like grocery trip.
It's quick.
Yeah.
Like if I don't see anybody I know, which you know, you run into people you know at the grocery store and you chit chat, but if I don't see anybody I know, we're talking 20 minutes. Check out and all, as long as there's not a horrible line. It's like lickety split.
Super interesting.
So just go in, rake the berries in there, rake the meat in there.
Well, if you guys see Lucas at Aldi, make sure to slow him down. He's in no rush. He's in and out in 20 minutes. He has 10 minutes to talk to you. So
10 minutes.
Stop Lucas in there. But man, anything else we need to know before we go grocery shopping?
I mean, you know, speak to your doctor if you're going to try the thing I just...
Yeah,
the plan I'm on. And like I said, this is just experimental. I'm not like officially saying. I have enjoyed the benefits personally. Nothing in my blood work last was alarming. I'd been on it 3 months. Nothing in there was like, wah! Any marker that was elevated, I expected to be because I'm eating more saturated fat than
right.
red meat. But my insulin resistance score was considered non-detectable. It was so low. My A1C was like 5, I think HbA1c, that's the sugar, the other insulin really, it was very low, healthy, right. ideal range. So, I mean, the markers that are typically associated with with red meat consumption, they say you're going to get fat, you're going to get diabetes or colon, you know, of course, colon cancer. I didn't get checked for colon cancer.
Right.
I've actually... A little TMI. I have had a colonoscopy in the past 2 years, and there's no concern there. So there you go. But none of those were spiked,
okay.
elevated. And I'd been on it 3 months, which is a good amount of time to start seeing some chemical changes. So
what we should do is we should do a post.
I'd love to.
Just once you get your blood work, we'll go over the blood work and stuff.
Oh, absolutely.
That'd be fun.
Oh, yeah.
That's a show.
It's a show.
Is it a show?
It's a show.
Guys, that's a show. Dive Into Diet with Lucas Schmidt. Thank you guys for hanging out with us today. We're going to be right back next week. We out?
We out.
All right.
Don't go away.
Thanks, guys, for listening to this episode of the podcast. Please share the podcast with your friends. And if you haven't subscribed yet, please subscribe. We will see you guys next time.